This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A southwest Alaska village is in lockdown until further notice after a second case of COVID-19 was confirmed in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the person was traveling from Anchorage when they tested positive at the Bethel Airport before heading to a nearby village the same day. Nunavutuk residents confirmed that the traveler arrived in their village, and community leaders announced a lockdown this afternoon. YKHC says the person was not showing symptoms of COVID-19 when they were tested and are now self-isolating. YKHC is sending a team to the village today for screening and rapid testing. Nunavutuk resident Jacob Tbwelk says it's eerie in the community as residents hunker in their homes.
Youngest daughter loves to go out and socialize. The first thing I did was I called. My wife told her to look for her daughter, tell her to come home.
Tbwelk, who also works for the city, says community leaders met today to plan how they would handle the case. Nunavutuk just lifted some of its travel restrictions 2 days ago, but immediately restored them today.
There's going to be only a few essential workers that will be working.
YKHC began offering COVID-19 testing to all passengers arriving into Bethel at the airport 3 weeks ago. Less than half of passengers have opted for testing, and YKHC says in a press release that, quote, "This case highlights the urgent need for all passengers to be tested." YKHC says the case highlights the importance of hand washing and masking, and it encourages social distancing, quarantining, and regularly disinfecting high-touch surfaces at homes. The only other confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta was announced more than a month ago on April 6. This second case comes a week after Governor Mike Dunleavy began his second phase of reopening Alaska's economy by loosening social distancing restrictions and allowing many businesses to operate at higher capacities. Earlier this week, the city of Nunavutuk said it would declare a state of emergency to repair damage caused by the worst flooding the village experienced in a decade. The high water on the Johnson River rose over the weekend following breakup, and it damaged two homes, boat docks, and the boardwalk. Reporting in Bethel with help from Anna Rose MacArthur, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Next, in fishing. It takes more than a pandemic to stop fishing. The salmon are on the way, and the fishermen will be out on the Kuskokwim River this summer. Out there with them will be biologists and monitors. Biologists and staff at ONC, the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, among others, are getting ready to monitor the salmon catch. ONC's biologist Janessa Esquibel-Hushin says the organization will be out surveying Bethel fishermen. The staffers collecting data are locals from Bethel and a regional village. They'll be keeping their distance and wearing masks when needed. They will also be doing fish camp surveys, but calling first.
We'll be calling all of our prior year fishers to request permission to go visit their fish camp or conduct telephonic surveys as an alternative.
The data is used by managers and the wildlife refuge to track the harvest and the run. Hushin says fishermen who help out by gathering age, sex, and length data by collecting scales, measuring, and sexing the fish they catch can also make a bit of extra cash.
The samplers only have to collect 3 scales just above the lateral line of the fish and get the length, the sex, and just record some different information about where they fished and what kind of gear they use. And then we'll pay samplers $5 for every king salmon that they sample.
ONC is not the only community organization monitoring the fishery this year. The Bering Sea Fishermen Association and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission will be hiring locals to conduct a community-based monitoring program in Akyek, Napuskiak, Kwithluk, and Tintutuliak. The native village of Napaimute and the Kuskokwim Corporation are also doing harvest monitoring from Lower Kalskag all the way up river to Nikolai. In Bethel, ONC will once again be distributing salmon from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's test fishery, but the fish may look a little different this year. Like last year, there'll be a bit cut out of the fish's head to get the data from the ear bone, but this year, Hushin says, at least 50 king salmon the department catches will also have their eggs removed.
They're going to be collecting eggs to better understand how body size relates to the number of eggs in each female.
This is part of an effort to understand how the decline in fish size may be affecting the number of salmon returning in future runs. Fish from the Bethel test fishery are provided to elders, the disabled, and widows. If you're eligible and have not gotten any of the salmon in the past, call ONC at 545-2005 to be put on the distribution list. And finally, doing schoolwork at home is tough, especially in rural villages where internet is limited and access to teachers requires a phone call. but that's what many students are doing during the coronavirus pandemic. KYUK's Katie Basil checked in with two highly motivated students who attended the Bethel Regional High School through the Lower Kuskokwim School District Media Ready program.
Kaylee King and Tatiana Ovugiak are both excellent students in Bethel's Media Ready program. They often work together on projects, but after they went back to their villages to study at home, they seemed to head down different paths. During the last week of school, Kaylee King in Makoriak has a couple of school packets to finish up before she completes her school year. Part of the problem is she hasn't been in touch with her teachers regularly. She says she's only talked a few times with them during the last 2 months.
One or two so far.
And has that been over the phone or through email?
Over the phone, because I don't have internet.
Kaylee does not have access to internet at home. She's limited to calling them by phone and asking questions.
The hardest part is having the schoolwork. Because we don't really know how to do it.
The last few months has also been a challenge for teachers. Patrick Williams, a media education specialist with the Bethel Regional High School, says Kaylee is not alone. Most of the students he is working with have not been in enough contact with their teachers. It's an effort on both sides, and phoning can be frustrating, especially when there's no answer.
When I was making phone calls more regularly, it'd be about an hour, two a day, just trying to reach out to the same students over and over and over and over and over again.
Patrick says he's not the only teacher having problems getting through. He's talked with colleagues about it. Internet is an issue. If the teacher is there, a student can ask them directly. Or they can just Google. Or can they?
You know, I can't even imagine not being able to Google it. You know?
Patrick thinks that connectivity is a major issue, but access to teachers and a learning environment is also a big problem. He says the distractions of home responsibilities make it tough to get schoolwork done. Kaylee will no doubt overcome these difficulties. She is, after all, an exceptional student, but it may take her more time. Tatiana Ovugiak is among the few in rural Alaska that have adequate access to internet and computers. In Chifornik, she also lives with a teacher, her mother. A week before the school year ends, she's finished with her work and is now officially a senior.
Yeah, I've been emailing all of my teachers and scanning them through my mom because she's a teacher here in the village, which makes it easier for me to get my schoolwork done.
The months working at home has not left her frustrated. In fact, she feels more capable of meeting challenges and overcoming them.
Being independent, especially at home, has changed me in a good way. It's a positive mindset of what I'm doing.
The two former schoolmates are also looking forward to very different summers. Tatiana is headed to Wasilla to visit with family, and Kaylee is hoping to get out to fish camp. Both hope to spend at least part of their senior year in Bethel. As for their teachers, many are discussing what to do if kids can't come back to school next fall. Patrick Williams says he and his colleagues are looking at developing curriculum that can be delivered with high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech options.
To create engaging, paper-based lesson plans that students aren't going to put aside. I mean, it might come more naturally to others. Myself, it would take some more time.
No-tech under the pandemic is a different situation than the one-room schoolhouse in the old days. Then a student could raise their hand and the teacher was available to help. Now the teacher is far away and sometimes out of reach. This is Katie Basil reporting for KYUK from Bethel.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.